Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. Happy anniversary, baby. We're celebrating 14 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. 14-year. Our website is 14 years old. Our newsletter is 12 years old. A couple of months, we'll be celebrating 14 years of simulcasting on the internet in addition to our broadcast. And we've been doing that now for about 13 and a half years with our good friend Elise Bennett. She joined us in the summer of 98 as a founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Stop Pushing Me Around and The Art of Self-Promotion. She's our good friend, Elise. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all the years you've given us and been a great supporter of small business.
You're welcome. It's been great to be part of it.
Yeah, it's been fun. Hey, Elise, we're talking about, in the previous segment, we were talking about what I call the tectonic shift of sentiment that's happening right now among employees, maybe. And you know, I said corporate employees, but you know what? It could be big, it could be small business employees too. I mean, I point out to my listeners that hey, folks, you know, you could be in jeopardy of losing some key employees if you're taking advantage of them, and they're going to try to go out, start a small business, maybe even compete with you. You've got some ideas though on how people can do more with less. Tell us about it.
Well, the idea I have is that it does seem like more and more people are in a position and have the resources, because not too many resources are needed, to start their own business, especially really small service-based businesses. The technology is there. The markets are there. You know, I come across so many people every day who've got an idea. In fact, I was teaching a workshop on Monday, and everyone around the table had their specific idea of how they were going to grow their own business. They'd already started. And sometimes I think, is every single idea viable? Of course not, right? Is there a market for everybody's services? No. If you really want to make it work, you start with an idea, and then you have to find the market for it. So I thought it might be helpful if we talk a little bit about what it takes to go from, okay, here's my idea, here's what I'm going to do,
right. And
to find the way and the place to actually turn it into a business, whether it's just you or it grows into, you know, 3,000 people because you want to create jobs for other people, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But how do you take the idea and turn it into something?
What's the first thing?
I think actually the first thing is, well, there are two first things. One is confidence and commitment. I put those together.
Do you know what you're doing, and are you willing to put in the hours for it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The commitment to the work, to the work it's going to take to do it. Because a lot of people have an idea, but if it doesn't start to get traction right away, just give up really easily.
Mm-hmm. That's the part of what I said earlier about believing in yourself.
Yes, believing in yourself. But I think sometimes, you know, it's easy to say, oh, yes, I believe in myself, but how does it actually manifest?
Right.
It manifests in effort and persistence and kind of a doggedness. And I see that in successful entrepreneurs, but I don't see it often in people who just have an idea and aren't sure what to do with it.
Well, see, exactly. And this is what I was talking about earlier in the hour, and that was when I said, you know, there are going to be times in the life of every business when the only thing you're going to have left is a belief in yourself. You'll be out of capital, your customers will leave you, your employees will leave you. I mean, everything will crash around you, and the only thing that you'll be able to pull yourself out with is a belief in yourself.
It's true. And the other thing that I think is really important is flexibility. Because we start with an idea, but it's usually not the end result of that idea. It has to evolve, and it has to change, and it has to respond to the market, and you have to follow the needs of the market and what it is that they're telling you to do, and you have to find a business model that makes sense for what you're doing. And so it usually doesn't end up looking anything like your original
That's
idea.
That's because the success will follow an answer to a customer's question, and your idea may not be the answer.
At all.
Yeah. And this is where I keep coming back to something I've said for a long time, at least, and that's that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Your idea may be around shoestrings, but the way you deliver those shoestrings may not be what the way you think you should deliver them may not be the way you need to do that ultimately.
I spoke to a man the other day who told me that it took him 25 years to find the right business model for his company.
I love that story. My friend Mark Allen says his 5-year plan took 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
It really does take much more time than you think it's going to take, and you have to stay in there.
I've got to wrap it up in a few seconds, but can I stick another thing in there? The best capital, when you're trying to find capital for your startup, the best capital comes from customers. What do you think?
I don't know what you mean. Say what you mean.
Make a sale. Before you go looking for investors, go make a sale. See if somebody will buy your stuff. That's the best capital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, at least I need your website. Quickly, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
They can find all your programs there and your books there, too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
She knows what she's talking about, folks. See what she's got and see if she can help you. Elise, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
We'll see you next time. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.